Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Will My Cat Eat My Eyeballs? And Other Questions About Dead Bodies by Caitlin Doughty is a fascinating and often humorous exploration of some of the most curious and morbid questions about death and what happens to our bodies after we die. Driven by her background as a mortician, Doughty addresses real questions posed by children, who approach the subject of death with an honesty and curiosity that adults often lack. This book provides a unique opportunity to confront death in a way that is both educational and accessible, breaking down taboos and fears surrounding mortality. Through her witty and informative writing style, Doughty offers readers insights into the biological, historical, and cultural facets of death, making it an enlightening read for anyone interested in understanding the mysteries that death holds. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, children's curiosity about death. Children have a natural curiosity about death that often leads them to ask questions that adults might find uncomfortable or unsettling. In Will My Cat Eat My Eyeballs?, Caitlin Doughty uses her experience as a mortician to answer these questions with humor and honesty. She explores how children's perspectives can offer a refreshing and candid look at death, free of the emotional baggage that adults often carry. By addressing children's questions, Doughty reveals a range of topics, from what happens to our bodies after we die to cultural practices surrounding death. Through this lens, readers can learn to approach death with curiosity and understanding, shedding light on a subject that is often shrouded in fear and mystery. Secondly, biological aspects of death. Understanding what happens to the body after death is a key focus in Caitlin Doughty's book. She delves into the biological processes that take place from the moment a person dies, exploring decomposition, embalming, and cremation in a straightforward manner. By explaining these processes in layman's terms, Doughty demystifies what happens after we die, providing clarity to a topic often avoided in everyday conversation. The book answers questions like whether a dead body can produce sounds or movements, or what really happens during decomposition. By demystifying these biological aspects, readers gain factual knowledge which can temper fears and superstitions surrounding death. Thirdly, cultural practices and traditions. Caitlin Doughty explores how different cultures approach death, highlighting practices and traditions that vary widely around the world. From Tibetan sky burials to the Mexican Day of the Dead, the book underscores the diversity in how societies handle the deceased and honor their memory. Doughty explains how these practices are shaped by cultural attitudes, religious beliefs, and historical context, offering a broader understanding of death as a universal experience. This topic reveals how society's handling of death is a reflection of broader social values and can provide comfort or closure to the living. By learning about these varied practices, readers can appreciate the different ways humans have sought to make sense of mortality. Fourthly, ethical and environmental considerations. Modern funerary practices raise important ethical and environmental questions that Caitlin Doughty does not shy away from addressing. In her book, she discusses how traditional methods like embalming and burial have considerable environmental impacts and suggests alternative practices that are more sustainable. The concept of green burials and other eco-friendly disposition methods such as alkaline hydrolysis and recomposition are explored as solutions to these concerns. Doughty raises awareness about the importance of considering the ecological footprint left by traditional death care, urging readers to think critically about how we treat our dead and what legacy we leave behind. The exploration of these topics encourages a reevaluation of our cultural norms concerning death and opens a dialogue for more sustainable practices. Lastly, facing mortality with humor. A significant theme in Doughty's book is the use of humor to address the often uncomfortable subject of death. By answering questions with wit and laughter, she demonstrates how humor can be a powerful tool in coping with the inevitability of death. Doughty's approach makes it easier for readers to engage with topics they might otherwise find distressing. Humor becomes a bridge, allowing readers to face their mortality without the heavy burden of fear or sadness. This method of addressing death can be therapeutic, providing a sense of relief and detachment. The ability to laugh when contemplating mortality reflects a healthy perspective, promoting an acceptance of life's inevitable conclusion. This topic is central to the book's ability to transform a typically somber subject into one of learning and reflection. In conclusion, Will My Cat Eat My Eyeballs? And Other Questions About Dead Bodies is an enlightening read for anyone looking to demystify the concepts surrounding death and learn how to engage with this often taboo topic in a healthy and informed manner. This book is perfect for those with a curious mind, particularly those who are not satisfied with superficial answers to complex questions. Professionals in fields related to death care, such as hospice workers or funeral directors, may also find Doughty's explorations beneficial in offering new perspectives and approaches. Furthermore, the book is a valuable resource for educators and parents wishing to foster open conversations about death with children or students. By reading this book, you gain not only factual insights into the biological, cultural, and ethical aspects of death, but also learn to view it with curiosity rather than fear. Taking this journey with Caitlin Doughty enriches your knowledge and helps you develop a healthier relationship with the concept of mortality, empowering you to live a more conscious and appreciative life. If you would like to support Caitlin Doughty, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.